Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges here, a host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we've covered election fraud in many, many different ways, the stealing of an election, the illegitimate candidate winning. And we've had people on like Tina Peters. We've had Carrie Lake. We've had a number of people, including Liz Harris. And it's never going to change, in my humble opinion. And we're focused on the debate. When we should be focused on how we have honest elections. And here to talk to us about it is Michelle Swinnick, and she's going to make a good point that the system is corrupt. It's not any one thing, it's the system. And we're going to let her describe what's wrong with the system. And then we'll ask her, does this apply in other states? We're brought to you by Noble Gold. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not seeing what's coming out of the Federal Reserve, you need to pay attention. They are telling you X amount of banks, and the number changes every week, are in trouble. And because of the Dodd-Frank Law 2010, they can take your money, they can take your retirement. Noble Gold can fix that for you, put it under your control, back it with precious metals, which is better than the failing dollar. You need to do this now. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com, DaveHodgesGold.com, and I'll send you out a free information packet with Noble Gold's description and the number on it. And I'd recommend you do it now because I wouldn't be surprised if Kamala's numbers keep dipping, if they're not going to pull something with the economy as a distraction. And we'll just have to see where this goes. DaveHodgesGold.com. Federal government makes me tell you that any kind of an investment carries an inherent risk and past performance can't be construed with future expectation. I'll just say this in response. They give you no warning what the banks can do to you. And the second thing is I've been a customer, not just an advertiser of Noble Gold for 7 years. I sleep better at night. I don't think anything's foolproof, but I sleep better at night because I don't have every dollar I've ever earned tied up in the bank, and my retirements are not controlled by the bank. And if you're smart, you'll do the same thing. DaveHodgesGold.com. Michelle, thanks for coming on. I got to warn you, Michelle is passionate.
Thank you, sir. It's a nice adjective. I'll take that as a compliment.
No, I listen. I appreciate and listen. I have no confidence in the upcoming election. I don't
You
care how well Trump
should have
does
no
in the debate.
confidence. Should have absolutely none.
I could give a crap about what happens in the debate. I
Irrelevant.
care about one thing, and it's the election. I'll tell you one thing right now. Carrie Lake would win. Donald Trump would win if we had straight up voting that was honest, but it's not honest. And Michelle's going to tell us about it. Okay. So Michelle, I'm going to just give the floor to you. We're coming to you from Maricopa County, the most corrupt county in the United States, with the most corrupt elections in the United States, and we export our corruption to Fulton County. And I know because they tell me, the people in Milwaukee tell me, Dave, keep your crap in Arizona. We don't want it because your techniques are coming here. I'm sure you hear that too.
Well, it's called the election system operation, okay? And Maricopa County has perfected the crimes, the election fraud, the maladministration, the malfeasance, you name an adjective. Maricopa County has been working on it for a long time. That was their job. Their job was to perfect it. So basically what they have, because there's so many different things or different tactics or different laws that are violated and that happen at some of it's at the election centers. And then most of it happens at MTEC, which is Maricopa County Tabulation and Election Center, which is the HQ. So they basically, all of the other counties have some form of one of the tactics or many of the tactics that Maricopa County, which I call Maricorruption County, has perfected for election fraud and maladministration. It's kind of like they have an a la carte menu and they get to pick and choose whatever they need in order to accomplish the results they desire. So you have to understand the entire election system operation is fundamentally designed on fraud, structurally designed on fraud to control the results. The counties control the results, not the voters, because the results don't match the votes and the actual results that are on the canvas, okay, which is the official results of the county, do not match. And I'm using November 8th, 2022 as an example, do not match the official election records, returns, and documents of Maricopa County. The votes do not match the results, and the results are not accurate, and the numbers that reported do not even match the actual data from the county. So the county's version that they told you doesn't match their own version of the facts. And that is duplicated all over the country, depending on what they need to accomplish, again, the results they desire. So when Trump says he's going to win the vote. He's not going to win the results unless the county was told to make Trump win. Okay. And they didn't let them join in 2020. So I have a very hard time thinking that all of a sudden the county is going to run an honest election for the first time when in 2024, we just had our primary on the 30th of July. And on August 3rd, Scott Jarrett, the director of election day and tabulation for Maricopa County, he illegally recounted, which means what he did is he took the results from anywhere from 9 to 20 vote centers. And this is on a Saturday afternoon. This is what they do on Saturday afternoons down there. He erased the results that were at the voting centers from election night. He reran the ballots through the tabulator, which is an illegal recount. You're redoing the whole election. Doesn't have authorization to do that. In order to do that, you need to get a court order. It's Arizona ARS, Arizona Revised Statute, which is law 16-662. In order to do a recount, you need to petition the courts, the Superior Court in Maricopa County, and get a recount because you are taking the existing election and eliminating it, deleting it, and starting over. So what, and it's on video, but unfortunately, nobody in Arizona cares to acknowledge this, or the RNC, the MCRC, the AZGOP, the candidates, especially the ones that won, the ones that are fighting for you. We made a big deal about it on social media. I put out a press release. We showed the video of the crime, okay? And we showed all the supporting documentation so that people could understand what the election process is. And nothing has happened. This was even before the Board of Supervisors did their certification on the 12th of August, okay, for their canvass. So people had time to file the traditional election contest when this is a different type of crime than an election contest, because you're watching an illegal recount. And because we use voting centers here in Arizona, which means anybody in the county can go to any voting center to vote anywhere that they want, making it so convenient for everybody. What could go wrong, right? So that, because you are looking at 9 to 20 vote centers that were affected, you potentially could have had a recount for every single race, because you have all these different types of ballot combinations, because you got people from all over the county voting all over the place. So you have an election that just happened a month ago that needs to be set aside, that was illegitimate and illegal. And all of the leaders in Arizona, your MAGA leaders, your GOP leaders, your America First leaders, have done nothing with it. They haven't even acknowledged it. Okay? The ones that lost and the ones that won. And you're going to have to ask why. People need to hold them accountable, especially the ones that took at least $1 of your money and said they were going to fight for you and they were going to fight for this fake election integrity, whatever that's supposed to mean.
Yeah.
So you've got major, major
problems. What about
Carrie
Lake, though, Michelle? She went to court. It was a bogus trial, totally bogus trial.
No, not at all. The court ruled correctly in all of her situations because they never brought the real evidence of the election, the official election records, returns, and documents from Maricopa County was never brought to court.
I'm going to correct myself on one thing. Many of the voting machines did not work. We're going to get into why, but that right there invalidates an election when it's that numerous. And
right,
I don't care
what. That's not breaking the law. Okay, if you want to set aside elections, you have to violate the law, meaning non-technical statutes, that's the criteria, or you have to have illegal ballots, or you have to prove that there was, let's just say, malfeasance, okay? There's a list. It's actually in the statutes. These are the things
and
that
you don't
basically
think the
get
machines were a product of malfeasance or collusion?
There is 100 other things that are bigger deals than what that was that could have got the election set aside. So we don't need to talk about the machines actually doing what they were supposed to, they were programmed to do. Let's talk about the fact that not one ballot was counted before the ballots left the building, which is required by statute, Arizona 16-564. And that was violated. That alone right there is enough to set aside the election. So I haven't even said the word machine and I set aside the election. Now, Arizona 16-602, okay? It requires the judge, me, to go ahead, because I was a judge at the election on November 8, 2022, to go ahead and compare the amount of people that checked in to vote with the amount of people that cast their vote. And we are supposed to prepare a report. I did not do this because I didn't know we needed to do it because we were never trained on it. And there is no check-in number of amounts that we need to put on our public, our precinct ballot report, which is an audit form that we fill out at night. So there was no check-in number that was ever recorded at any of the vote centers, the 223 vote centers on election day, of how many people checked in to vote. Okay. So you have the two most important laws, the two most important election laws in Arizona, which are non-technical statute. Non-technical statutes are fraud prevention measures. When they are violated, elections are set aside. No ifs, ands, or buts or questions. It's end of story. Okay. That's Arizona has already set a precedent for that. It's Arizona Supreme Court, Miller versus Boccaccio in September of 1994. And they set aside elections for must less violations of the law. So you have two laws that were broken. The two most important, how many people checked in to vote and how many ballots left each of the voting centers. And the county has absolutely no record of this. There is no chain of custody coming from this, from the vote centers on election night. That's enough right there to set aside your election. And I haven't even said the word machine. Okay. So what I'm saying is, yes, the machines were, well, they weren't operating as we expected them to be, which they're supposed to tabulate the ballots. They operated as they were programmed, but they want you to talk about the machines because they don't want you to talk about the two things that I just mentioned. And the two things I just mentioned are a hell of a lot more important than the machines because that those two violations of those two laws alone was enough to set aside the election on November 9th of 2022. That information was never brought into court. Okay, the past.
Why do you think that wasn't brought into court? If you were to speculate,
you're
going to
have to ask that. I don't speculate. Okay, I'm not here to
but
put ideas or take them out.
If you can find this, all right.
Everyone can find it. It's public.
Attorney and you can find this, then you would expect attorneys doing their due diligence.
Sure would.
To find
sure
this.
Would. Sure would.
So did to me what this makes me think of is that Carrie Lake was sabotaged by her own attorneys.
You're going to have to ask them. And I think the American people should start asking all of these questions because I'd like to ask all of the attorneys going back to 2020, why this information, the official election records, returns and documents from Maricopa County was never brought into any court case going back to 2020. And it's all the basics of the election because we have the precinct ballot report is the audit form that we fill out on election day and at election nights, okay? And it has various things of information. Now, interesting enough, a lot of the information that's required by law and the Arizona Elections Procedures Manual is not on the county's version of the precinct ballot report because then there's numbers on there that are the totals that are missing because they don't want you to know what the totals are because then you can see when they don't match, okay? You'll see when they don't match. And again, there was 15.5% of the tabulators, okay, on the tabulators, where the front of the public counter, okay, the public counter is the display on the front, okay, that's the number on the front. And the number on the tape, okay, is this number that's on the memory card, and that's the number that they use for the election totals, okay? Now, at night, we write the number on the front of of the tabulators, which is the public counter. Now, in 15.5% of the tabulators on November 8th election at the 223 vote centers, okay, 69 of those precinct ballot reports, the front number didn't match the number in the machines. Either it was blank or the number was totally different.
What was the number of that again?
15.5% of the tabulators. There was 69. There was 38 where the tabulators didn't match, and there was 31 where the tabulators were blank. And we actually have proof that the poll workers, at least at Sun Lakes, was instructed not to fill in certain numbers on the precinct ballot report because they wrote that. Told not to count for door number three. Okay. So why I'm going broad strokes because I've been exposing all of this information, Leo and I have for the past 9 months. Okay. And this is the first time I've been on your show. So you guys are getting flooded with a lot of information that's already out there. All right. But what I want you But everyone needs to reposition. That's why we called it re-education November 8th, because everything that everybody's focusing on or have been told is some of it's not true. Okay. I'd say about 90% of the things that have been shown is either irrelevant or not true. Okay. And the really important stuff is all public documents, all free, all available either through a public records request or on Google. You could just Google it. Okay, that's how we found all this information. All right, it's all public. Now, I'm going to give you an analogy because I want you to understand how important these documents are and this information. Okay, I use this analogy. You have to understand, I compare it to like baseball. Okay, now in baseball, so the election the election data, the official election records, returns, and documents from Maricopa County. All of the documents that we have shown everybody, it's all public. They're created by Maricopa County, okay? It's their own documents. And it's all documents the taxpayer paid for, okay? So these are public documents that we have reshown to the public that the public has paid for, right? So there's no disputing whether it's correct or not. It's the counties. And we've encouraged people for the past 9 months, put in your own records, public records requests for the ones that we needed to get public records requests for from the county so you can get a copy yourself because you paid for it. You might as well get a copy. So that information, when you are filing an election, So we between yesterday and today, we've been highly sabotaged because of the information I've been talking about because it's brand new. And we're going to get to that in a second because it's important, but I'm doing the setup for you guys. So not bringing the official election records, returns, and documents into a court case is into an election court case. Okay. Anything to do with elections, whether it's a contest or civil rights or anything else, you're bringing the evidence of the actual election. That's never been brought into court. Okay. That's like trying to play baseball without the ball. Okay. You can make shift a bat. You could use your arm. You can find a stick on the ground. If you need a base, you can actually go ahead and find a cup or draw something in the dirt. You can use your hands for a glove, but you need the ball. Okay. All of these election lawsuits going back to 2020 never brought the ball to the game. You cannot win. You cannot play baseball without the ball. And that's what every single one of these cases did, because I read the bunch from 2020 and I couldn't believe what I was reading. It was embarrassing. Okay. And Carrie Lake's cases is missing all of the important information. She even did it again in her appeal that she filed in July, because we asked her, we begged her. We've been begging her for 15 months to take the real election official documentation, evidence, returns, and records into the court cases that she had active. And she refused every single time. Every single time.
Did you guys have,
months,
let
begging,
me ask you, did you get past her? I'm going to ask you this question for a reason. I know people that have tried to talk to her. I don't know if it's specifically on point where you're talking about, but
no, directly
what she
to
needs
her.
To, yeah, what
directly
she needs
to
to
her.
Look at in the election, and they were totally blown off. And you're saying the same thing. Is it the gatekeepers or is it Carrie?
No, we went to her. We went to her. Okay. We did social media campaigns 16 months ago about her first appeal. We did 3 weeks worth of spaces. We made big deals out of it. We had people contacting her and texting and emailing and posting and tagging on social media the first time she did an appeal. And we had somebody go meet with her. And she said, "My attorneys are brilliant. Thank you very much, but no thank you. We're going to stick with our strategy." That was 16 months ago, okay? And we have repeatedly done this for 16 months with even new information that came out when they changed the precinct ballot report in February to get the election set aside, to bring this information into court. Nothing. Okay. When it just happened again, when we were begging her to file an appeal for the same exact reasons for her appeal, the signature affidavits that she did 15 or 16 months ago in May of 2023, we just did it again in July. And of course, she leaves out the only winning argument. Okay, that Ray Valenzuela admitted on the stand that they do not follow the law. They broke the law, Arizona 16-550. And they do not use what the law requires is the signature at the time of your registration to compare that to the signatures on the outside. And he said under oath, we use the three most recent exemplars. So they're the three most recent ones. So, and the first one that we find that matches, that is the match. You're a winner. You can move on. And unless you're a brand new voter, then you're never going to go ahead and see the original signature. So approximately 1.3 million signatures were illegally approved. The election should be set aside. She has the power to do that in her appeal. And that's the only thing they left out. Okay.
Okay. There's another issue here too. It was established that the signature verifications, several were done in seconds. In other
it
words,
it doesn't matter. That's irrelevant. That's policy.
Why is that irrelevant?
Because it's procedure. It's procedure. Okay. The procedure is irrelevant when you break the law. Again, People are focusing on that when it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if the guy took 0.00001 second to verify that the guy who runs the director of elections for Maricopa County, mail-in ballots, told you on the stand under oath, we broke the law. We use our own process to verify the signatures, meaning we pick the signatures that are most recent, not the ones that are required by law, okay? Election set aside, over and done with. This, when you go into court, you can't argue a matter of fact. You have to argue a matter of law, okay? What you're talking about is a matter of fact, okay? That's a policy issue, okay? That's a procedure. Okay. Yeah, it might be possible. It might not. It doesn't. It's irrelevant for actually winning and getting the accomplishing thing done.
I agree with what you're saying about root cause. I do. But the thing is when you're testifying that we did verify signatures and the time frames are just.
But it's an irrelevant argument because.
Let me finish my point. Okay. But when you can prove that the time frame was not near adequate enough to validate, then you have fraud and perjury on the stand.
No, because you're talking about the policy. The policy of Maricopa is
you can still lie about policy and it's perjury.
Right, but again, you're arguing, and people are focusing on something that is like little baby when you have a huge hurricane coming at you. You're worried about the little raindrops that are coming from the gutter on the overhang of your house, and there's a hurricane pouring down on its way next door, okay?
Okay.
You don't have to go down that road.
Right. Talking relevance. Michelle, you're talking relevance.
I'm talking about winning lawsuits.
Listen to me. I agree with your proportionality. But you can't say something's irrelevant when they committed perjury.
I'm talking about the
perjury
court cases.
Perjury is always relevant.
Okay, but the thing is if you're there to win and you want to expose the fraud, then expose the fraud, okay? But if you're arguing about policies and then you're hanging your hat on, oh, this guy lied.
You're ignoring what I'm saying about perjury.
No, I'm not.
It's a two-edged sword here. I agree with your analysis. I do. But I don't agree with you saying we can just throw out the perjury that obviously
I'm not throwing
existed.
Out the perjury. Not throwing out the perjury. I'm just saying is
it adds
you
on
have
to the
better,
crime.
But the real crime, the only one that matters, because the Supreme Court said the only reason we're remanding this down to court, to the lower courts, is we want to know. Read the appeal. It's from March of 2020. It's the decision from March of 2023 from the Supreme Court bringing it down. They remanded it back down to the courts, and they had one question that needed to be answered. It wasn't how long does it take to do signatures? How long is the review? One question. Did Maricopa break the law or follow the law when they verified the signatures? That was the only question they had. That's the only reason it went down. So to add on anything else other than getting to that one question, which is what the courts wanted,
okay,
and it turns out that it wasn't, all the rest of it is just noise rather than winning, because winning would have set aside the election. Then you can go in and restructure the process and the procedures because now the fraud's been exposed. Okay. That's what I'm saying. All of this stuff that has happened has dragged along the people of Arizona and America when none of this should have actually gone on this long. Right? If the two most important laws that of Arizona's law, of election laws, 16-564 and 16602, how many people checked in to vote and how many ballots left the building? If those two laws were violated, and you can prove it on November 8th, and the MCRC and the AZGOP and the RNC knew that 16-602 was violated, it's written in sworn affidavits and documentation. They knew on November 8th that law was broken. The county knew. Everybody knew on November 8th, that law alone, not having the number of check-ins that were reported at the voting centers, which is required by law, and it's required in the elections procedures manual, that was enough to set aside the whole election November 9th. Okay? All of this stuff, all of this information was available prior to the first court trial. So we shouldn't be having these conversations, is my point, right? So we can argue about what minutia in these trials were, it doesn't matter, because the facts are now that you're seeing the actual evidence, and the evidence never made itself into the courtroom. So the question is, why? Lots of money, millions and millions of dollars, lots of people fighting for you. And now you're seeing the same crimes over on video. Those same people have done nothing to address those crimes, and they have the chance to file lawsuits. They still do because it's a different kind of crime. It's not just an election contest. And what I'm going to show you today, okay, let me show you today, is the public records request that I got back that were sitting there waiting for 6 months. I put the pressure on the county last week because at 22 months, according to law, statute, or code, federal, you can destroy, conveniently destroy, all the documents 22 months after an election. Well, we were hitting the 22-month mark last week. So I had 13 outstanding public records requests, okay? So I sent an email to the county. I said, these are outstanding. Some of them have been for 6 months. If you don't get them to me immediately, I'm going to file a lawsuit in the morning. 3 hours later, poof, magically, I have them all. Well, I have a bunch of documents. I have 11 documents. There's still 7 outstanding public records requests. And 2 of the other public records requests, their response was, we don't have any records. Okay. We don't have any records. So let me just give you a rundown on this batch. And there's a lot more. Okay. There's a lot more coming. That's a lot worse about 2022 because you have such a crime scene. Okay. This document, the documentation that I received back last week, and I had other people, I put it on Twitter and I said, everybody and your mother, go ahead and request these documents from the county. Okay. So everybody has them. I want everybody to have these documents. I want everybody to have every single document that we requested or went down to go, because I spent 7 months going down to MTEC to take pictures of every single tally tape from those tabulators. Okay. And there was, they said 446. That's a lot. Scott Jarrett lied on the stand. Everyone else has been lying to you because there's 35 additional ones that nobody wants to talk about. That's a problem. Okay. How did they get them in the building? Nobody saw them. Maybe they weren't at those buildings. Maybe they were somewhere else, because we have already shown evidence that it looks like there's two sets of elections going on. Two sets. We actually have elections that were run on Monday through Tuesday, Tuesday through Wednesday, Monday through Wednesday, results, and tabulators.
Results tabulated off-site. Is that what you're implying?
Could be. I don't know, because these tabulators, we haven't seen any testimonials where the tabulators, they're showing most of these tabulators weren't exchanged, because you have to bring the physical machine in. Okay. When you replace a tabulator, the tabulator and the bin need to come together. Okay. Yeah. And at these vote centers, no one seems to remember seeing a couple ones we've talked to, no one seems to remember seeing tabulators being brought in. But we have the tally receipts showing that there's other tabulators.
I hear what you're saying. You don't have to prove it was voted offsite. The fact that they didn't follow the law on the processing of the votes, the verifying, that right there is enough to throw the election out. I agree with you.
Well, the election, the fact that they didn't count how many ballots left the building, or count how many people checked in, which is required by law, that's enough to stop the election. And we're at November 9th at this point, okay? We haven't, I'm talking about the order of things happening, that the information was available, because it's not on the public, it's not on the precinct ballot report. It's not required. We didn't even know we had to do it, okay? So that's, you're at the 9th, election could have been set aside. Now, what I wanted to show to you guys today, and there's much worse coming about 2022. I'm just gonna talk to you about chain of custody, okay? Because how much time do we got? 10, 15, 20 minutes? What do we got?
We got 18 minutes left.
Okay. I'm going to talk about chain of custody. There is much more. Okay. There is much worse information that's going to be coming forward. I just have to put it together so that people can see it. Some of it is from these public records requests finally that I got back last week. Some of it's from the research we've been doing. And I can say that there are anywhere from, let's just say somewhere around 15, 16 to 18,000 votes that were tabulated and counted at MMTech sometime between November 9th and the 21st that never made the Canvas report. Okay. All right. And we have that. And that's all from the county's own documentation. I don't use anything else because there is not anything else. Okay, because you can't have anything else. There's nothing else to give. The election numbers are from them. All right. And there's much more worse than coming to that, because you're going to see what I'm going to show you over the next week or two is what happened after your ballots, meaning you, the public. Okay. The public that paid for all this. When your ballots left the building on November 8th of 2022, I'm going to show you what happened from the time they left the building. Then the 9th, the 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, and then 21, November 21st, on the date that they finally counted and tabulated the last vote. I'm going to show you what happened during that whole time frame. OK, Okay. And you're going to be in shock. And you're going to say, why aren't people in prison now? But if you don't have that same reaction, why aren't people, and you don't demand that people get arrested and be in prison after what I'm going to show you right now, and you're numb, you are numb to freedom. And you're so used to just, oh, they're going to get us next time. This is serious. Okay. I know everybody loves pep rallies and they love these boat parades and the car parades and they love putting on the Trump thumbs up pictures and they love going to meetings and they love getting the vote out and they love going to chase those ballots again. Vote harder 2024. It's not a strategy, guys. You cannot outbeat too big to rig, whatever the heck that, whoever thought of that. You cannot outbeat this level of election fraud and maladministration that is run by professionals who have mastered this and perfected it over years. And most of it happens at MTEC, which is the Maricopa County Tabulation Election Center, which is the HQ. So let's give you the rundown on November 8th, 2022. All right. Chain of custody. Chain of custody is basically your paper trail, right? Of information or actual documentation or items going from one location to another, right? Because if you don't have chain of custody, then the number that, let's just say, the county tells you is the total people have checked in, well, then that's the number, okay? So if at the vote centers, we didn't write that number down, and it was required by law, and it was required by the Elections Procedures Manual, conveniently left out of the training manuals, the instructions, and our precinct ballot report in Maricopa County, then the number that the county tells you is from where? Okay? They told me in their public records requests, and I'm going to show them to you because I want you to see it. They have no data to give to me, which I'm just a person, right? To verify where that number came from. No data to give to me from their site books. And I'm going to read it to you in a second, but I'm going to give you the list, okay? Because then that means they are potentially now admitting that the number that they provided to the public for not only all, for all these numbers that I'm going to give you right now, they're admitting based on these public records responses that came in last week, plus one that I got from them in April, the numbers that they provided to the public, they provided to the Attorney General's office, they provided to the country, are fraudulent because they don't have any documentation, no chain of custody to back up where those numbers came from. And they admitted to that. Now, here's the list. Ready? There are no chain of custody documents for the following. How many people checked in to vote at the voting centers, the 223 vote centers on election day? How many election day ballots left the building at the 223 vote centers on election day? How many late earlies or the late drop-offs, which are the early ballots when people go drop them off into the bin, the ones that are in the envelopes, okay? There is no chain of custody or amount of how many of those were dropped off at the election center on election day at the 223 vote centers and how many left the building. There's no totals from the actual election centers, okay? No totals. There are no totals for the amount of provisional ballots that were generated at the voting centers and then dropped into the bins, right? Because they don't go through the machines. They're in ballots at the 223 vote centers on election day. There are no chain of custody documents for how many early ballots were dropped off or printed throughout the entire 27 days of early voting. At the 12 vote centers, then there was an additional 44 vote centers, then there was 128 vote centers that were open during early voting. There is not one chain of custody document to show the number of voters, number of ballots that were printed for these people, that were actually dropped into, that came in when they dropped it off in an envelope, or how many left the building, okay? They also do not have any chain of custody records because on the precinct ballot report for door number 3 on 12 different voting centers, the number is blank. So you have no idea how many ballots that were in door number 3 at 12 vote centers left the building. And
explain what
I'm not finished.
What
number hold on.
Three. Just Matt,
door number three.
Explain,
door
explain what number 3 is because the audience will get lost on that outside.
Okay, door number 3 is the box, the front of the ballot bin for the ballots that were the misreads files. Okay, it's actually called the misread. There's a big number 3 on it. So when the ballot didn't go through the tabulator and you didn't want to go ahead and have your ballot spoiled and go get a new ballot and try again, you had the option to drop it in door number three. Those ballots were supposed to be put in an envelope. Some of them were actually put in black bags because there was so many at certain vote centers. They were then taken to be counted and tabulated at Maricopa County Tabulation and Election Center. I can tell you that those numbers don't match either. Okay, the numbers that we actually have, the numbers they reported do not match the actual ballots that were tabulated at McTech, which is part of what you're going to see that happened afterwards. So last but not least, the chain of custody. One more, okay? There are no chain of custody records for the paper, okay? Meaning the actual ballot paper. We are required to fill out a ballot stock log, okay? You do that the day before you actually are opening your voting centers. You do it in the morning and you do it at night. You're supposed to have the number on there of how many ballot stock pages of paper, okay, pages of paper that were actually delivered to the voting centers. How many were used? How many boxes were open? How many boxes are shut? How many were used and how many were actually left over so you have inventory, okay? There is no ballot stock logs for all of the voting centers that were open during the early voting for 27 days and none for any of the 223 vote centers on election day. There's nothing, okay? They don't have any of this. So you have no chain of custody for your entire election. The iceberg. This is just stuff from last week that I got, okay? And this is only a few of the documents, not including the rest of the documents that they gave me, which actually were more admissions of crimes that were committed, okay? The more admissions of crimes. Because they admitted that they illegally recounted 44 vote centers, just like they illegally recounted the 9 to 20 vote centers in the primary.
Do we know if the numbers of votes for each candidate changed on those recounts?
The illegal recounts for 2022 or 2024?
Yes, yeah, either.
No, we do not have that information because we don't have the daily totals from those vote center, well, from the actual days that they retabulated the ballots, okay? Because they've not ever provided that information.
Okay.
So we have no, but the fact.
All right, what we're looking at here for the people only listening by audio, we're looking at a public records request for the 2022 election. And we've lost your sound again. So we're looking at, it looks like three different public requests.
Are we back? You got me?
Yeah, I got you,
okay.
Michelle.
Go ahead. This has been happening for the past 2 days. Okay, so on the left-hand side, this is the public records request response from the county that I got last week because I kindly said to them, there's 13 of these outstanding for at least 6 months. Give them to me or I'm going to sue you. So 3 hours later, they went and sent this back to me. So basically what it says here is there are no responsive records for number 2378 and 2318. Now, if you look on the right-hand side, I put the originals. This is the original submission. So you can see this is my original submission to the county. So number 2378. Now, just to give you guys a little history, that report that I told you that the judges were supposed to the judges are required, Arizona 16-602, to compile a report to compare the voters cast versus the votes cast versus the amount of voters. Okay. That when I was a judge, I was supposed to do this. We didn't know. We were never trained on it, never told we needed to do it. I sent in the public records request to them back in January, February, got it in March. And I said, I want copies of these reports for all the vote centers. I knew that I didn't have it because I was supposed to do it. So I was thinking maybe somebody else did. We knew that they didn't. Okay. Cause we already have 12 sworn affidavits that we found in the back of Carrie Lake's trial or court case, which is in the exhibits, never mentioned in any of the summaries and information ever brought into court, where they were saying that they were asking for it and the inspectors didn't know where to find it. They never heard of it before. They were told they don't know where it is. You're not entitled to this. You're not supposed to get it. I mean, you're talking about people that have worked elections for years, and they've never had to get this information because the county's never wanted the information out there. Okay. So that's a crime in itself because it's a violation of law. But anyway, they sent me the public records request and said, we don't have any of these. Okay. So then I went deeper and I said to them in 2378, if you look on the right hand side, the middle part where it's underlined, I asked them for all records documenting the number of voter check-ins on November 8th and all site book records and logs and information, anything related thereto, because I said, I know that we don't have the records from the voting centers because we never filled it out. There is no reports. They already told me. I want to know where the number came from that the county has said that have reported, that have given to the world, that have used as their official election records, returns, and documents. They don't have any. They apparently, because there are no responsive records to my request, they don't have any site book records, logs, or information for the amount of check-ins. Okay? So what this is admission that the number we have provided is potentially fraudulent because we have nothing to back it up. And if they do have this information and they're refusing to produce it, that's even worse. Refusing to produce it, lying and saying they don't have any is worse than actually not having it. It's like the crime to the cover up. Okay. So now you've got the county saying we don't have any documentation to show and prove how many people checked in to vote. Okay. This is a big deal. Okay. This is a big deal. This is where people need to get arrested now. In addition to everything else that we've exposed, and you're going to see even and some more.
In other words, this is a requirement of fiduciary duty by public officials on taxpayers' payroll that are refusing to do their duty prescribed by law. And it's either negligence, which is still punishable, or direct.
Oh, it's breaking the law. It's breaking the law. And
correctly, it's that's what I'm saying. It's the law.
It broke the law, and they're committing fraud by providing a number that they made up. Okay.
Well, here's something else that's interesting.
If they can't prove where the number came from, that's fraud.
This is really important. This file will be available until September 18th. Of this date, the link will expire. That speaks to a cover up in my mind too. And I know
No, that's not true. It's the reason why it expires is because these files that are come over on OneDrives have expiration days. Like I send WeTransfer files all the time in order to get videos even from one room to
the
other.
I understand
it's a 7 day.
Okay,
and it
I
doesn't
got it.
Matter. It doesn't matter because all you do is download them. I have copies of everything. I have copies of every single piece of evidence that is generated from the 2022 election. Okay. All of their documentation. I have copies of every single thing. And anyone else could have gotten all that information because it's all public documents. And some of it's just on the internet. Okay. So no, that's not what that means. That's just because they send it on a OneDrive.
I understand the WeTransfer process. Okay. I thought they were trying to limit your time and availability on this.
No, you download it. There was one Excel spreadsheet where they admit that they illegally recounted 44 vote centers. Like they did on November of August 3rd, because they can't recount vote centers. Now, what you have to understand is this Excel spreadsheet is so powerful that they sent with all of their little write-up, because it totally contradicts what they said back on the 27th of November of 2022 to the Attorney General and in the reports that they made to the people. It's two different stories now.
Okay. I hear you.
So now it's even worse. Everything is getting worse. Last week, everything got a lot worse. Okay. That's what I'm saying. This is so serious where people need to stop with the pom-poms and stop just, I'm running for office. Like I get these emails from Carrie Lake, because I'm on the list because I just want to see. Are you paying attention? You're not getting my notifications for what? Because you want money and you're going to tell me how, and you're losing to Ruben. They're living in an alternative universe. Okay. These people are campaigning like it's 2019 and we don't know anything about potential fraud that happens in our elections. Okay. It is mind-blowing to me.
Hey, Michelle, I need to stop you because I have a national audience. I've heard a few of these things in other locations in the country. Have you had contact with people who said, hey, this is really good information and we're seeing at least a portion of this in our jurisdiction?
About what's happening in Maricopa County?
Yes.
Oh yeah. We're the master of the fraud. Yeah, they take everything.
Exactly.
Maricopa County designed the fraud. They've been perfecting it for years. We are the HQ. These guys are masters. Okay. But the problem is they never expected somebody to keep paying attention and unraveling it, which we have. So they're all of the things that they have done. Now we're getting just the final end because we're at the end. This is the last chapter. This and then the rest of the stuff I told you. It's going to show you what happened with your elections, meaning the people's election, because the people paid for it from the time the ballots leave the building, November 8th, through the end of the counting and tabulating, which was November 21st. So I'm going to show you all that.
13 days of playing games. I totally
Well,
agree.
wait till you see how bad it is. So you will never,
We're
no one
almost
in
out of
this
time, but
country.
I gotta ask you this question. I
Yeah.
gotta tell you a fact and ask you the question. Paul Preston is the president of the New California Movement, which is really moving forward. Popular talk show host. Paul has, and I forget the exact amount, he's done an affidavit process to put illegal procedures and elections in front of potentially of a court using affidavits, and he's forced resignations of some of these county clerk and recorders. Do you think this might be a viable option in Arizona?
This is past resignation. Okay. This is prison. Okay. You're talking treason.
Okay.
You're talking at a
But
level
is that
of
a yes
fraud
or
and all.
no that this could be
Sure,
done?
it could be, but I'm just talking this, what the information that is been, what we've been putting out since December. And then this new information, it's a whole new level. Okay. That it's never been seen before because it's never been caught before. Right, you're talking. I'm still in shock at some of the stuff that I'm reading in these public records
Okay,
requests, the
I get it.
documents. Okay, so this is it. That's why I'm trying to get people to understand. You put down the pom-poms and focus on Maricopa and the information that's in the video from the 2024 primary that just happened on August 3rd with the crimes that committed in front of your face and the stuff that I'm going to be releasing in this show and a couple other shows that I'm going on this week that I'm exposing this information. This is their own documents. You cannot have an election moving forward under this people that run the election, these process and
But
procedures across
what
the
do we do?
country. You've got to stop it.
I can
Prison.
have you back to show the other evidence, but I want
Yeah.
to know in your opinion. We have a short amount of time to the next election. What can we do?
Two things. We can file lawsuits right now because election lawsuits can be done on an emergency basis and put together quickly. We can file lawsuits to expose this information, to do civil rights, amicus briefs, writs of mandamus, which then the courts, once they rule on it, because they'll see the law is broken, it forces the county to follow the law. Okay? But they're not, and so at least that's on record. These are things that have to be on record, but it also exposes the fraud. Okay? So we could file those now, which is what we're asking people. If you can't, go to givesendgo.com/savemyfreedom, right? On GiveSendGo, pop in $5, tell your friends. So there's 10 to 15 lawsuits that I've identified that we can file. We are never going to have enough people put enough money in to file these lawsuits. But as we get enough to file, I will file in order of the lowest hanging, most impactful fruit. And file the lawsuits, okay? But
Is this
amicus
going to
brief
be
is really
pro
important.
se? Yeah, you're filing pro se.
Some of it I'm going to have to do pro se. I don't want to, but I have no choice, okay? It's
I
okay.
agree.
I have no
I
choice.
agree.
I just have to do what I have to do. And if it's not as snappy as an attorney, well, it doesn't matter. All the evidence and the facts are there, okay? I'm there to I'm going to try to get the information in and stop the fraud, okay? You have to stop the fraud. You can't dance around it. You can't beat it, but you need to expose it and you need to stop it. So what's the other thing people could do? You got to hold these people accountable. You got to text them, you got to email them, you got to call them, and you got to tag them on social media and demand, what are you doing? Look at all this information. When we're putting it out there, this is not an opinion, okay? This is fact. This is what's happening in your elections. This is what has happened in your elections, and it will happen even worse on November 5th because it's on November 5th. Guess what?
Okay.
In Maricopa, you're going to have two sheets of paper for your ballot,
I
okay?
hear you.
What could go wrong?
You've made your case. Just based on the two things you brought up in the very beginning, these elections should be thrown out. And I
You got
guarantee
it
they're due
totally, and they have
process.
to be
And
stopped. We
here's the
cannot move
deal.
forward.
Okay, because we need to make this go national, not just Arizona.
No,
It
this
has to
is
go.
everything matters on Maricopa because if Maricopa, there's two lawsuits right now that are in the courts, okay? And
I
I'm not
know
going
of
to go
one
into
of them.
detail, which is the one that you know of.
The one that they're going after the county clerk and recorders for not following the law.
No, there's two other ones that actually have meat. Okay, two other ones that have meat, and we need to file a couple other ones because we need to get at least one race from 2022 or 2024 set aside, and that's possible to do. Okay, there's possible to do. That changes everything. Okay, that changes everything because now the election has been exposed. Even though we've been exposing it, unless it's in a court document, apparently nobody wants to pay attention to it. So I might just file to have it so it's actually docketed in the courts so people pay attention because the information's there. And until the people, we all political power is held by the people, until the people get really loud about this and demand that their leaders legislators, candidates, America First, MAGA, all these election integrity groups, everybody that raised all that money, all those patriot groups since 2020, they're fighting for you. Everybody needs to get on the board with this. Everybody needs to go ahead and start showing this information, sharing it, talking about it. I don't care about Kamala Harris wearing ear pods when she goes from the car to the plane to not talk about the press. I care that you have Maricopa County, which is happening in other counties. People are just starting to pay attention. They just didn't do as much of a dive as we did, that they're committing crimes. That's election rape. Okay. That's what
I
this
agree.
is.
Okay. But here's the deal.
That's the most important, because everything matters on this county here in Arizona.
What you set forth, I don't think we can just rely on precedent. I think that what you're going to do could serve as an example for people to imitate, because that applies more pressure in more locations.
Right. But I'm asking everybody, give me 30 days, focus your attention on Maricopa. It's too late for you to do this extensive information, detailed research for your own county. It's too late. Okay. You can do that afterwards, but it matters. You have to stop the bleeding now. And the major artery and where the source is Maricopa County. And in Maricopa County, we also have all the evidence to literally throw these people in prison. But we can't do it if there's only a handful of us shouting from the rooftops. Because unless
give me
there's
your
an impact.
Timetable. Before we close, we got about a minute. Give me your timetable for filing these lawsuits.
ASAP. I can file as soon as we can accumulate the funding to go ahead and file some. Like, again, I'm going to probably have to do the first one pro se. I don't want to. But I work faster, say, than an attorney and a paralegal.
Give,
So I'm looking
go,
at paralegals. Huh?
Save my freedom, correct?
GiveSendGo.com, save my freedom. And on the write-up has all of our links. So the link to follow on Twitter, where I'm dropping all this information, the Substack, which is the most recent Substack, savemyfreedom.us, right? Everything connects. The most recent Substack, it has the video and all the detailed information about the illegal recount that just happened, because you have an illegal primary that just happened that nobody seems to want to care about in Arizona in 2024, August 3rd. You'll see that, and it'll explain everything. So you understand how the system works. You have to understand how the system works and the process. And then all of the rest of the information. If you want to watch any of the 30 or 35 election exposing shows and videos that we did, I put them in order, and it's takeactionitems.com. All of the links are there. So it just take a few minutes, go through that, help us out here in Arizona, because it affects everybody's life in the whole country, because your sacred right to choose your representatives and your decisions and your propositions and your bills through your vote has been stolen from every single person in this country, because you do not have elections. You don't even have selections. You have a crime circuit, you have a crime scene, and you have an election system operation, which is fundamentally designed based on fraud, commit to actually control the results. The voters do not choose the winners. The county does, because they manufacture and they manipulate the results. And that's all been proven.
This has got to be the last question. How many people in Maricopa County understand this the way that you do, who are on the right side?
Two.
Can you name them?
Me. And Leo, he did all the research with me. He's in New Jersey. So there's two. And then as far as in Maricopa, two of my close friends who I've been talking to about this for a while, they understand a good portion, only because they basically had private lessons.
Would that be, should I guess here, Liz Harris?
No, not at all. She has no, I don't know what she knows about this.
Okay.
No, these are two close friends that you would not know their names. Okay. That they're involved politically at different levels, right? But you wouldn't know who these people are.
Okay.
But there's most people don't understand it. Okay. They don't understand because they haven't taken the time, because they're believing the stories over here. And they've been told by the MCRC, the AZGP, RNC, we need to unite. I don't know what that means. We need to ballot chase. We need to get the vote out. We need to forget and not look back. We must move forward. That's the worst strategy you can do.
Okay.
Voting harder 2024 is not a strategy. And until you fix the system, expose the system, we cannot afford another illegitimate and illegal election, because you had 2020, you had 2022, you just had 2024, you had the primaries in between. So we have five illegal elections since 2020, completely legal. Everybody that is in office In Arizona
I got it.
is
Michelle,
illegitimate.
we are flat out of time.
Yeah, we're good. Thank you,
They're going to
sir.
turn the lights off. But listen, I appreciate you coming on. You've deepened my understanding. I don't think we agree on ignoring certain evidence, but
Well, I'm not on our, but for the
I do
cases of
agree with
winning
you
the
on your
case,
laser
winning the
focus
case,
on the
winning the
important
case.
issues. And we'll put this out here. GiveSendGo.com. Save my freedom. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Dave. You've been a patient man.
Thank you.
Thank you.